cash cattle sales were steady to a touch softer on Tuesday. Bankers in the rural Main Street Index area see farm input prices as the top threat to agricultural producers this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmer. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 26th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few transactions to trend in any region, there were some live sales in the Southern Plains and Nebraska at $137 a hundredweight. Early dress trades were at $218. Last week, live prices were $137 in the Southern Plains, $137 to $138 in Nebraska, and $137 to $139 in the Western Corn Belt, and dress prices were at $218. Cattle futures continued to lose ground Tuesday, unable to escape the uncertain packing pace and volatile outside markets. Lower wholesale beef prices on the day, perhaps signaling a near-seasonal top, added to live cattle angst. Live cattle futures closed an average of 22 cents lower, except for an average of 29 cents higher in three contracts at either end of the board. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.12 lower Tuesday afternoon at $292.38 a hundredweight. Select was $1.47 lower at $283.32. Nearby corn futures prices beyond the $6 mark added pressure to feeder cattle futures, which closed an average of $1.14 lower, except for 7 cents higher in spot Jan. Those corn futures prices closed mostly 2 to 8 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 11 to 13 cents higher after 4 to 9 cents higher in the front four contracts.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
I had just a couple of auction trends available to share at press time. Through mid-session, steer and heifer calves were selling $3 to $6 lower at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, while yearling steers and heifers were trading firm in a light test. There were an estimated 3,750 head on offer. And at Winter Livestock in La Junta, Colorado, steers weighing more than 550 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower. Heifers weighing 450 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $5 lower, and then mostly steady at heavier weights. There were 1,896 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You can sign up at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, but a canyon away from session lows. For the second consecutive day, there was a massive sell-off, followed by a frantic comeback. Underlying forces appeared the same: inflation, rising interest rates, and the standoff between Russia and Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 66 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 53 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 315 points. Creighton University's Rural Main Street Index declined in January, but remained above growth neutral for the 14th consecutive month, according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region that are dependent on agriculture and/or energy. The region's overall reading for January fell 5.6 points from the previous month to 61.1. The index ranges between 0 and 100, with a reading of 50 representing growth neutral. According to Ernie Goss, the Jack A. McAllister Chair in Regional Economics at Creighton University's Hyder College of Business, solid grain prices, the Federal Reserve's record low short-term interest rates, and growing agricultural exports have underpinned the rural Main Street economy. Bankers in the survey area overwhelmingly named rising farm input prices, such as fertilizer, as the top threat this year to agricultural producers. Disruption of farm input deliveries and rising interest rates ranked second and third. Jim Eckert, president of the Anchor State Bank in Anchor, Illinois, says, "Inflation is a serious problem here, with gasoline prices nearly double since November of 2020 and food prices well above what's claimed by the government." Likewise, Jim Brown, CEO of Hardin County Savings Bank at Eldora, Iowa, says, "Increased input costs have raised our average farmer break-even points, but," he adds, "current commodity prices still provide moderate gains in all areas of financial statements." On average, bank CEOs expect the Federal Reserve to raise short-term interest rates by 70 basis points this year. Still, Brown says, "Our loan reviews show an increase in working capital, net worth, and lower leverage in almost every case." The region's farmland price index decreased to 88.5 from December's record high of 90. January's reading was the 16th straight month the index was above growth neutral. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 26th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.